Next up, we have Dan Kuznierez.
Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Joint Standing Committee of Environment and Natural Resources. My name is Dan Kuznierz, and I am the Water Resources Program Manager for the Penobscot Indian Nation, a position that I'm honored to have served for 29 years. I'm here today to testify in support of LD 1875, an act to address PFAS substances and pollution from state-owned solid waste disposal facilities. As you are likely all aware, PFAS contamination and its associated health concerns is garnering a lot of attention nationally and in Maine. I'm also a representative to the Tribal PFAS Workgroup, an ad hoc national group that works on PFAS-related issues facing Indian tribes across the country. I receive reports regularly of PFAS in wild foods, drinking water, and other media that tribes rely upon. And of course, here in Maine, all of the stories of PFAS in the Fairfield area. The Penobscot Nation is a riverine tribe that relies upon wild caught and collected foods for sustenance. This includes fish, wildlife, medicines, and plants that give tribal citizens nourishment and connects them to their cultural lifeways and identity. Clean water is of utmost importance to protect these practices. These are not recreational uses, but legally protected rights. To the tribe's dismay, we have learned from studies conducted by our Penobscot Nation Water Resources Program, EPA, other federal partners, and Maine DEP, that these fish contain toxic contaminants, including dioxin, furans, PCBs, mercury, and now PFAS compounds at levels that could cause harmful effects. In 2021, ATSDR, an agency of the National Center for Disease Control, completed a health consultation for the Penobscot Nation using fish tissue data from a 2017 and 18 EPA study of contaminant levels in anadromous fish that are now returning to the Penobscot River since the completion of the Penobscot River Restoration Project. In addition to the dioxins, PCBs, and mercury found in these fish, the study found several PFAS compounds. ATSDR concluded that the Penobscot members, children and adults who eat blueback herring, striped lamprey, and roe from American shad might experience adverse health effects from the levels of PFOS found in the tissues. As we have learned from the history of the events in Fairfield, sludge from wastewater treatment plants, when land applied, can have devastating consequences. These biosolids are now being sent to landfills, such as the state-owned Juniper Ridge landfill, where they are added to a wide variety of other waste that contains PFAS. While some of these PFAS compounds may be sequestered in the landfill, high levels of PFAS become concentrated in the leachate in the landfill. In the case of Juniper Ridge, that leachate is then trucked to the wastewater treatment plant at Nine Dragons Paper Mill in Old Town. Because conventional wastewater treatment plants are ineffective at removing PFAS, that PFAS is then discharged into the Penobscot River immediately downstream of the Penobscot Reservation, where it can accumulate in fish that tribal citizens and others eat. We know from recent testing that the Juniper Ridge landfill leachate contains PFAS 20 times that of the Maine drinking water standard. There's a lot of research being done throughout the country on PFAS and how it should be handled. Here are some of the things we know from this research. We know that there are high levels of PFAS in leachate from landfills. We know that conventional wastewater treatment is not effective at removing PFAS. We know that PFAS is persistent in the environment and has been linked to negative and significant health effects. We know that the general public is exposed to PFAS from a wide variety of sources. We believe that we should be taking every effort within our power to control PFAS, and that this class of chemicals requires taking a precautionary approach to prevent future contamination that we will all regret. Today, you may hear that EPA is working on developing standards for PFAS discharges from wastewater treatment plants that we should wait until they complete this work. We've been hearing about this for a long time and are concerned that EPA is moving very, very slowly on this and believe that we should not wait. We believe that the state of Maine has the opportunity to be a leader by setting an example for industries and towns by establishing best practices to treat leachate for PFAS at state-owned landfills such as Juniper Ridge. It's important to remember that Juniper Ridge Landfill is owned by the state of Maine for the people of Maine. It is not owned by Casella. They manage the facility. If it is the will of the people of Maine to pre-treat the leachate to remove PFAS, then that request should be honored. If it is not cost-effective to treat on-site, the leachate could be sent to Anson-Madison Sanitary District, where they're constructing a PFAS treatment system to handle PFAS waste throughout Maine. If we ever hope to allow Penobscot tribal citizens to safely eat fish from their river, it's imperative the sources of contamination be controlled. We urge you to pass this bill to take an important step to control PFAS from Maine-owned landfills and to show Maine as a leader in controlling PFAS. Thank you for the opportunity to present testimony.
Thank you so much. Representative Gremlich has a question.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Kuzneris. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Are you saying that it was apparent that fish in the Penobscot River were determined to be contaminated with PFAS as early as 2017? Did I hear that correctly in your testimony?
Yes. Well, in 2017 and 18 is when the fish were collected. And then, of course, they had to be analyzed and, the results come back. So it was probably 2019, 2020 when we, had all those results back and could act on them.
Thank you. And so do we know why it appears that we really haven't addressed this issue? We've started doing at least preliminary testing about 5 years ago and certainly took some time to get the data back. So it's been several years since we've received the data. Do you have any insight as to why we have not addressed this issue?
It's one of those complicated issues. I mean, we're trying to, EPA and states are trying to figure out what the levels should be. And this study was done in a way to just collect the data to analyze it specifically for the Penobscot Nation to guide tribal citizens about whether or not, what are the risks from eating these anadromous fish that are returning to the river.
Just one more follow-up, if I may, Madam Chair. And you may or may not know the answer to this, but I'm curious, given what we have been able to determine relative to the fish in the Penobscot River, and knowing that it has adverse implications on our indigenous people's ability for sustenance fishing, are folks along the river who rely on fish in the river consuming the fish currently, do we know?
Well, there are advisories telling people that they shouldn't be because of the health implications of it. But we also know that because of the importance of it to the culture of the tribe, we hear from people that they still are. I mean, they want to exercise that right, that the important part of their culture.
Thank you, sir. So it just seems imperative that we address this as soon as possible. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Any other questions? All right, not seeing any. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time.